Welcome to Your Five for today. Wheat has been a staple of humans' diet for thousands of years. Wheat is one of the most important foods we can grow. Unfortunately, many of us have no relationship with this wonderful grain. The only way we encounter it is at the end of the processing line, either in baked goods or in the form of flour. Apparently, it's a wonderful and easy crop to grow that doesn't require much maintenance to give farmers much rewards. In fact, on just 1/20th of an acre, most farmers could get about 100 pounds of wheat, which is more flour than you and I will probably use in a whole year. Not so very long ago, wheat seeds were found in the pyramids that were dated to around 2500 BC. Scientists realized it was an important find which would enable them to determine what variety of wheat was in use in the ancient world and could be invaluable for engineering new types of wheat. They took the wheat seed and planted it in fertile soil. Then an amazing thing happened to the 4,500-year-old seed. It grew. Scientists were stunned. Yet to country people, it was no big news. Farmers understood that seed needs three things for survival: constant darkness, cool temperature, and dryness. The pyramids are the perfect place to store seeds. Modern skeptics are constantly attacking the Bible. They say parts of the Bible have been lost, altered, or corrupted over time. They say the Bible we have in our hands is vastly different from the original one 2,000 years ago. Such charges are not based upon fact, but are an irresponsible and deceptive slur against God's holy word, the Bible. The Dead Sea Scrolls were written about 100 BC. They contained copies and quotations from many Old Testament books. When they were discovered in 11 caves along the northwest shore of the Dead Sea between 1947 and 1956, Bible students were anxious to see if the text of Isaiah, for example, had changed in 2,000 years. To their delight, the Dead Sea Scrolls confirmed the accuracy of our modern Bibles and muzzled the skeptics. The scriptures compared the Bible to imperishable seed. You have been born again not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls off, but the word of the Lord abides forever. And this is the word which was preached to you, says Peter in his first epistle. So the Bible, which is compared to incorruptible seed, means that it is impossible to destroy. It is indestructible seed. Now the 4,500-year-old seed in the pyramids was corruptible. It could be destroyed. If corruptible natural wheat seed could survive 4,500 years, how much more can the incorruptible seed of the Bible survive? God has promised that he would preserve the text of the Bible. My word, which goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Jesus said, the scriptures cannot be broken. One reason that the Bible cannot be changed over time is that God will judge every man by the words of the Bible. It comes down to a matter of justice. How could God judge man according to a book that had been changed and corrupted by the time we got it in this century? Be confident when you read the Bible that it is God's incorruptible word, and in it we find how much God loves us and wants to guarantee us eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.